you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, April 25th, 2017. And after that prayer time, I think we're energized. Of course, each and every time Buddy Davis shows up to the studio or to the homestead or to some event, I get encouraged and blessed. He's high energy. I think we've known each other, about 30 years? Many years.
Many years, Mark. Many.
We've sat on a number of Promise Keeper men's ministry gatherings or events that we put on. And I know you've been affiliated with Canaan Missionary Baptist Church for so many years, but now I've learned it's 3 years at Grace Church where you're pastoring and leading and functioning as the primary teacher and leader and evangelist and street evangelist. I know you go door to door. We'll talk a little about that. And I should also say Marianne Offenstein is helping host this program with me. I pulled her into the studio because I said, you have to meet Buddy Davis.
No.
You're going to love this guy and appreciate the work he's doing. And if I don't mention this at the end of the broadcast, let me say tomorrow, if you tune in, for that matter, tomorrow through Friday at 7 p.m. on WGNN, so that's 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM, during Family Life Today, Dennis Rainey and Bob Lapine, you're all familiar with them from Family Life Today. Well, they'll be interviewing Dr. Harold Davis, Buddy Davis, to talk about his Talks Mentoring Program. How many books? Did you say you're up to like 17 or 15?
12.
I've written 12 books.
12 books.
I'm working on 4 right now. And I really don't understand it other than the fact that I will be asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning and the Spirit of God will start talking.
Oh, boy.
And I have to get up and write, and I'm very excited about the books that will be coming out this year. They're just exciting.
Now, will those be self-published, or how do we find out more about your upcoming books?
Well, I self-publish. Moody Bible has published a couple of them, and when I write them, I present them to people, but I don't wait on people. Because let me tell you what I've learned. And this is you want to hear a funny? Can I just tell you a funny real quickly? I grew up on Page Street in Charleston, West Virginia.
Page Street.
Page. Across the street from me was this little chubby guy named Tommy, okay? And we completely ignored him because he was a couple of years younger than me, and so I didn't hang out with him.
Yeah.
Well, he grew up to be T.D. Jakes.
Boy.
So here's the funny. So they say he's worth $80 million. So one day I was packing up a few books that somebody had ordered because I write them, I pack them, I sell them, I do everything.
Yeah.
And he was on TV preaching to thousands of people. And they say, and people ask me, am I jealous? I say, absolutely not. But I have to work at it. Amen. but my point is, this is my point. The Lord has taught me that he will have me write a book for one person. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I wrote a book for young ladies, and Moody published it, and it did terribly. It didn't sell very many books. But I was in Chicago. And a young lady walked up to me. She had the book, and it was highlighted in 3 different colors. It was falling apart. She thanked me for writing the book and said, because of this book, she knows how to deal with boys. Hmm. And the Lord spoke to me. He says, I'll have you write a book for one person.
Hmm.
So I want to encourage anybody that has books in you. You don't have to sell a lot to bless the kingdom or to bless somebody. I will write a book for one person. So, yes, right now I'm right at 12, and I've got 5 that I'm trying to finish. And
now, isn't your publishing house, wasn't it the initials of your children?
Absolutely.
At one point, is
nice.
That still the case?
Absolutely.
No, we haven't met up for a while, but it's all on the tip of my brain
it's
right
now. It's all coming back.
I named my publishing company, my children is Kirsty, Jonathan, Ashley, and Charity. So I named my publishing company KJAC, it's KJAC Publishing. And when they were little, they really thought that was their business. And I told them, you guys own a business. And so it was great fun, you know.
Yeah. So. Well, I know as you shared earlier as we were praying up this program and Marianne asked, what do you want to inform the listeners and help them understand or be convicted of or be involved in? And you said, well, one of the things coming up on May 2nd is the special outreach that we do, and it's kind of a fundraiser. Tell us a little about that.
Well, on May the 2nd, we're having the banquet for the children who are participating in the mentoring program.
Okay.
One of the things we do when children memorize multiple quotes, like to give them a little cash, you know what I mean? They memorize the thesis statement in 5 quotes. They come up and say it in front of everybody.
That's great.
I like to give get it in green in ones, you know, and hand them a wad of, it's just $25, but it's a wad of money, and we buy pizza. So asking for some assistance with that because it adds up.
Some contributions.
So somebody is thinking, wow, I like the mentoring concept. I like that there are sayings in Scripture and God-honoring material that they're memorizing or putting to thought. How could I help, or where would I send cash, or if I want to underwrite the 27 pizzas, how many pizzas are you going to need?
Well, we've done as many as 80, but our numbers are down a little bit. We'll probably do 20 pizzas this year.
Okay, 20 pizzas.
And, you know, we're in a rebuilding phase because we had a lot of mentors to grow out of it. Mm-hmm. Most people mentor for 5 or 6 years, and then everybody graduates, and you have to keep it coming in. And then the funding challenges that we've had, the Mental Health Board funded us for 10 years, and we had 3 staff members, and we were really able to knock the ball out the park, but that's gone now, so depending on contributions. And let me just back up and say we're celebrating 20 years of helping kids in the Champaign Public Schools. We have so many incredible stories of kids whose lives have been changed, kids who are doing well. This is what's so exciting to me. You take a person, and talking to Mary Ann, and everybody is a potential mentor, you know. Mm-hmm. And you start in the third grade spending 30 minutes with 3 children, and you go through the 12th grade, they're changed and you're changed. Right. And it's just been 30 minutes a week, no weekends, no evenings, no financial expenditures. Just go in, drop a little wisdom, get out. It's all structured there for you. We've had some of the most amazing things to happen. One of my good friends who was a professor at the university, he didn't enjoy his mentoring experience because he didn't think he was effective. Hmm. He would call me every 2 weeks and he was ready to quit, and I'd have to go encourage him, take him to lunch, you know, you can do this. And that went on for about 4.5 years. And he finally, something happened, the boys moved away or whatever happened, I'm not sure, but he stopped mentoring. Well, just a few years ago, he called the studio crying. He left the message crying, and we're trying to figure out what is wrong with him. And so I eventually got in touch with him. He told me this story. He started crying again. He told me this story. He said he was at Walmart, okay? And he says a grown black man walked up to him, 6'3". Mm-hmm. And he said, "Are you Chris?" And he said, "Yeah." He turned around. Of course, he didn't recognize him. And he said, "Listen," and the grown man said, "I want to thank you for spending time with me."
Aww.
But he says, "I got in a little bit of trouble, but because of the time you spent with me, I didn't get in much trouble, and I'm doing good." And he said, "Thank you." Well, of course, he called the studio because he felt he was totally ineffective all those years.
Right.
And, you know, when you're doing ministry, we forget that our job is to do it and leave the results to God.
Right, right.
You know, we always want to see results. We always want to see the fruit come in. But no, we just plant seeds and be happy. You got to learn how to plant seeds and be happy, knowing that God is not unrighteous, and he's going to bring fruit from that seed. And so we're at 20 years now. I could sit here all day, but I'm going to tell you this one story. I was going to Chicago, and I stopped at Prospect and Bradley to get some gas, okay? So I went in and paid for the gas, and as I was coming out, a young black man walked past me, and he was neatly dressed. He was just a neat person. And he stopped me, and he says, of course, I didn't recognize him. He says, "I want to thank you for what you did for me."
Hmm.
He said, "You guys really helped me." He says, "I've never gotten in any trouble, and I just graduated, and I'm going to the Navy in 2 weeks."
Oh.
And, man, I was done. You could have stuck a fork in me. I was done, dude. We're changing lives one person at a time. Changes are happening every which way. The mentors get validated, and they get built up. High-performing students are in the program. Mid-performing students and low-performing students are mixed together. All races, you know. My favorite group over the years was a gentleman who had a black boy, a white boy, and a Latino boy in his groups.
Hmm.
And he was with them from the third grade to the 12th grade. He shared so many skill sets with them, and they actually love him after all of these years. The Latino boy and the white boy are still in town. They're matriculating in society, doing as they should do. The black boy moved to St. Louis. But when he comes back to Champaign, he goes to his mentor's house first before he goes to cousin's house. So the message that I want to get out to Christians is that we are so powerful.
Right.
And it's not us. It's the Spirit of God that is in us. I got all kind of funny stories. One of my stories is that I'm a member of the oldest black fraternity in America, a very prestigious fraternity. When I pledged many, many years ago, there were 12 big brothers there. And they're all black guys. And one blue-eyed blonde-haired white dude.
And this is a black fraternity.
Black fraternity. Great. There's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white dude. The first time I saw him, I didn't know what's going on. But I always observed that he was different than everybody else. Had nothing to do with his color. He was just different. And I was a heathen back then. I didn't understand what it was. And I look back now, I understand that that fraternity was his mission field. Mm. Mm. And he was totally different. I wish I knew who he was and where he was. I'd love to just, you know, now that I know it was Christ. Mm. It was just the Christ in him that made him different. And I could give all kinds of scenarios like that. But as Christians, it's our job to take the Christ in us to the public schools.
Right.
You know, one thing I hear you saying, buddy, is that these mentors, it's just their presence and their sharing that has made so much difference. Not they have to know all these things about how to mentor. They just have to show up.
It's your presence. And listen, more than your presence, it's the Spirit of Christ who is in you.
Yes, yes.
The power of the Spirit of God in us, it utterly amazes me. Now that I'm the lead pastor of the church, I get up to preach on Sunday morning. Of course, I've done my studying, et cetera, and done all of that. But wow. It's amazing that I can preach about the cow jumped over the moon, the cow jumped over the moon, and the cow jumped
over
the
moon. I'd like to hear that sermon.
And somebody will walk up to me and says, wow, that was a great sermon about that dog. And I'm thinking to myself, I didn't even mention a dog. But the Spirit of God had them hear what they needed to hear. And that's what happens when a Christian mentors in the public school. We go in with the presence of God. And you know what? They've not figured how to keep him out yet.
One, I know what's unique about the Talks Mentoring Program. You've kind of set a way to present where, like, I don't just go in unarmed, if you will.
Right.
I mean, I go in with some tools, some techniques. I mean, you have a program that's been developed, that's proven, and the fact that you've made inroads in Champaign County and various schools, and I think this program has even gone nationwide.
26 states.
Okay, so there could be somebody listening that's saying, it almost sounds too easy. You're saying, really, if I have a willing heart, that you can kind of talk it through and check me out and interview me and see if I could be a candidate to go in and minimal time. So how would that work and how do they get in touch with you?
Well, talksmentoring@yahoo.com is my email. And we will sit down. You go through a training. You're shown how to use the curriculum. You're given your do's and your don'ts. Again, Talks Mentoring is more militaristic, if I may. I don't like to say that. We're not military, but we are old school, okay? Yeah. In other words, just think about your grandmama. We don't take no mess. Talks Mentors don't take no mess. You know, we go in. We're there to kick wisdom. We're not going to let the children direct what we do.
Right.
We direct what happens.
We're the adults.
We're the adults here.
Oh, that's right. Good reminder.
And you are in need of some critical wisdom, and I'm here to give it to you.
When I heard you even kind of recite to me earlier a couple of the beginnings to the manual or something, I was very impressed.
The thesis statement, think about this. The thesis statement, and I want to, you know, stop right here and say that the Lord just dropped things on me. The one adult with three kids. The Lord just gave that to me. One adult with two kids, it doesn't work well. One adult with four kids, it doesn't work well. But one with three is perfect. Mm. And, of course, you know, we understand the triadic relationships in Scripture. It's just incredible. And so let me just give God credit. You know, I'm not smart enough to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I said, he wakes me up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And this thesis statement alone is enough to change a child's life. And listen to it. Every boy needs a man in his face, challenging him with wisdom regarding critical issues and decisions in his life. Every boy needs a man that will firmly, unflinchingly, and lovingly correct him with wisdom when he's made a bad decision. Our prisons are full of young men who had no one to get in their face, tell them that they were wrong, and then provide them with a solution. Boys memorize that in the third grade. And that alone is enough. You know, one of the chapters in my book, in my transition study for young black men, is called Refusing to Do Something Because You Don't Understand It Puts You at Risk. Think about that. Hmm. Think of all the harm that's happened to people who couldn't do something because they didn't understand it or it didn't make any sense to them. Successful people are people who have, to some degree, done what they've been told. Just do what you're told by the wise adults, and you can be successful. So that's what we try to get children to understand. I'm successful today because I had two or three mentors and people that I just did what they told me.
I'm really glad you followed some of that advice I gave you some years ago. You know, buddy, it's really, I really feel good about things, how you're turning out. I've known Buddy Davis, like we said on the front end of the program, about 30 years,
man,
a long time.
A long time. And, you know, I praise the Lord, we're getting wiser every day. And
that's exciting.
Yeah, we're getting wiser. And you know what? The Talks program is designed to take a little bit of your time and give a big bang. And like I said, we're looking at 20 years of doing this in Champaign, and we have all types of people that could come and just tell of how it benefited them. I like to, some of my middle-class white friends, I've taken them into the public school, and I'm giving them two little black boys and a white boy. And their learning curve goes straight up, right, man. It goes straight up, you know, and what they learn, because the children are dealing with issues, man, that we really haven't even thought about.
And it's not just for boys. You also have the mentoring program for women or young girls, too.
Yeah, same thing.
So how do they get in touch with you? TalksMentoring@Yahoo.com?
TalksMentoring@Yahoo.com, and we can meet, and we can start strategizing to get you started. I promise you that it will benefit you beyond anything that you can imagine.
And so it could be as little as a few hours a week.
It's 30 minutes.
30 minutes on a regular basis, committed.
Every Tuesday at 10 or every Thursday, you know, we just set a date and you go in, drop a little wisdom, get out. That's
unique.
Yeah. It's designed to protect the mentor from the normal pitfalls of mentoring. You know, number one, we protect your time, we protect your finances. And one of the reasons men don't want to mentor is because they're dealing with Jermaine, and Jermaine's mom is 31 years old and she has all these, you know, and you just don't want to deal with that.
For those of you that are just tuning in, we have Harold Buddy Davis, Dr. Harold Davis, in the studio. Now, tomorrow through Friday during Family Life Today at 7 p.m. on WGNN, you're going to hear the rest of the story or more of the story, but I needed to jump in. I didn't want them to scoop everything out of Dr. Davis here, so not to be outdone.
He's ours.
We're featuring him today before he's featured tomorrow through Friday, so that's 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Thursday night, and Friday night on WGNN 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM. But Dr. Davis has created this Talks Mentoring program along with the 11 other books and 4 in the hopper as God continues to wake him up in the morning. So when you're finally able to sleep those 3 or 4 hours a night.
He's a writer. He doesn't sleep.
Yeah, you are involved in so many things, because even at your church, Grace Church in Champaign, that's, I guess, now celebrating 3 years.
3 years.
You have that evangelism outreach that takes place, isn't it, during the summertime where you go out door to door?
Well, we try to do it on an ongoing basis. We knock on doors. We have a community that's close to us, so we've just adopted that community. Mm-hmm. And let me say this. Evangelism is harder today than it used to be, than it was 30 years ago. And the Lord's told us to be wise and gentle. You know, we just have to keep doing it and get out there and be creative in how we reach people.
Sure, oh, sure. That word gentle for this time span is very wise.
Yes.
Well, I have to say, Dr. Davis, you quoted your thesis statement for the young men, for the boys,
yes,
that the mentors use. Can you quote the one for the girls?
The one for the girls. And the boys says every boy needs a man in his face.
Mm-hmm.
But the girl's thesis statement says that every girl needs a woman in her world.
I love that.
Challenging her with wisdom regarding critical issues and decisions in her life. And so it's just wonderful to hear the children recite that. I'm going to say this again. The thesis statement for boys, that alone can change a life.
Mm-hmm.
If they can memorize it, put it into the subconscious. And we have them say it ad nauseum. Because if you think about it, every culture has had the elders to lead them. And our children now, many of them have no elders. They have nobody. So,
hey, before we close out here, we have a few more minutes, but give us a little update on the First Lady and is she doing? I know very involved with the University of Illinois.
You know, she loves the University of Illinois Black Chorus.
Mm-hmm.
She has a secret weapon as a professor, and that's love. And the children can't get enough of it. We just had a symposium, and they came from all over. Some grown women who were her original mentees, they came back, and we had a great time. I meant to bring you her latest CD, which she sings Negro spirituals with a string quartet.
Hmm. Oh.
I'll get it to you real soon. And so she's still singing and doing well. Just pray for us in our ministry. Pray for us. And yeah, everybody that's in ministry knows that we need prayer support.
And the best way to get in touch with you, because maybe somebody who has been listening to this program says, I want to underwrite the cost of the pizzas, or I want to give you a couple bundles of $1 bills to give out to these young men that are
nice,
memorizing scripture, these famous sayings. How can they get in touch with you? What's the easiest way?
Well, TalksMentoring@Yahoo, TalksMentoring @Yahoo, and we can have coffee. And again, as we go into our next 20 years, We need support.
Wait, how many years?
Our second 20.
Second 20. I thought you said 28 years. Yeah. I said, that's kind of different. 28 years. Okay. Yeah, so next 20 years.
You know about 20 years, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
We're going into our second 20 years of helping children in the Champaign schools.
Which is interesting because we're in our 21st year now. So we began in 1996. So you were 96, 97?
We 95. We actually 95. Started in 95 and literally before that, but officially Talks Mentoring in 95.
Yeah. You two are getting to be old timers.
Yeah, you did notice my graying hair.
Yeah,
you commented on that.
I did. I did, Mark.
Well, yeah.
It's really interesting. It's brown and gray. And it's,
yeah. You know, oh, dear.
When people have black hair and it grays, it's a different distinction. Yeah. You got to look at it a little harder.
On the way to school, as I was dropping Esther off, she was commenting because I was saying about the blonde hair. And I said, yeah, just like Daddy's hair. And she goes, well, Daddy, your hair's not blonde. And I'm like, well, it's
that's
blonding
kids.
Gray. And yeah. She goes, well.
The truth tellers, those
yeah.
kids.
Yeah. Mark, we're more powerful now than we've ever been.
That's right. And I've earned this gray.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I'm proud of this gray.
Yes.
I've lived to talk about it. Well, I've lived to talk about the wonderful work that God is doing through Talks Mentoring Program, through Dr. Harold Davis, Pastor Harold Davis
yes.
of Grace Church in Champaign. What are your hours? And you're right off of Neal Street in that frontage road?
Yes. We're right off Kenyon Road in Henson Place, number one. You'll see the Grace Fellowship van when you pull up. And we have church at 11. And basically, we come in and we worship, and I teach. We're going through the book of John, and we take up an offering, and then we go home. And Tuesday nights at 7, we study a little bit and pray a lot.
So. Oh, that's
And that's right off of I-74, Neal Street, and
yep.
then there's that frontage road goes around.
Email me at talksmentoring@yahoo.com, and we can talk about it.
So Tuesday nights at 7 is kind of a Bible study prayer time?
Or? Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I like to refer to our church as New School Black Church.
New school.
Yeah, not old school. And, you know, it's very interesting. I've led a lot of white people to church, but none of them have joined my church. So we're a black church because everybody that comes is black. I guess that's the way I'm learning that, you know, I thought I could call people and they would come and join, but they didn't, you know. But it's hilarious, you know, the things you learn on this side.
Well, we look forward to hearing some more of the story on tomorrow through Friday's edition of Family Life Today. Be sure to tune in on WGNN at 7 p.m. So that's Wednesday through Friday, as our good friends Dennis Rainey and Bob Lapine will have you on talking about the Talks Mentoring Program and unique ways that people can be aware of this special program being used. What did you say, 26 states throughout the country?
The curriculum and structure has impacted 26 states.
You know. All right. All right, Great News Radio listeners, get involved. Contact Dr. Davis through his email, talksmentoring@yahoo.com, talksmentoring@yahoo.com, and be praying up his May 2nd special banquet. They need some funds for pizzas and some dollar giveaways to reward these boys and girls that are taking God's wisdom and principles and implementing them into their lives. Something like that, right, Dr.
Yep,
Davis?
That's fine.
All right, listeners, May 2nd is a special day, but be sure to tune in tomorrow through Friday's edition of Family Life Today as you'll hear more of the story, and hopefully you'll be praying up Dr. Davis and his unique work here right in the greater Champaign-Urbana area and throughout this country as God takes Talks Mentoring Program all around. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Offenstein, and Dr. Harold Buddy Davis with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Today a man is somewhere proclaiming the good news, bringing families to Jesus all around his neighborhood. He tells them that God is able to make their house a home. He wants to win his world for Christ, but he can't do it alone. But each one can reach one. As we follow after Christ, we all can lead one. We can lead one to the same. Jesus is the way if we